Track 6, and then we're back to news stories. Plans revealed for major Market Hall revamp. Multi-million pound plans to regenerate Newton Abbott's Market Hall have been officially submitted to Teignbridge Council. The bid to transform and modernise the ageing hall in the town centre has been on the cards for more than 4 years. The submission marks a major step forward in the project, which is aimed at overhauling the existing building, improving the overall area, and demolishing extensions and additions built in the 1970s. Costs for the redevelopment work were secured by a successful bid through the previous government's Future High Street Fund. If planning approval is given, the work will start later this year and the newly revamped market will open in spring 2026. The detailed proposals are to refurbish and reconfigure the Grade 2 listed Market Hall building. Teignbridge Council bought the shopping centre with the aim of enabling investment in improvements for the long-term benefit of the town centre. The Market Hall project forms part of the next phase of the wider master plan vision for the regeneration of Newton Abbott Town Centre. The aim is to provide a mixed space for eating, drinking, food and retail, as well as an area for live events. Teignbridge Council says the plans will provide up to 10 fixed market stalls, several tabletop stalls for day traders, and flexible event space, and there will also be 6 street food stalls along with the bar, which will enable the market to transition from a daytime market into a destination events venue in the evenings. The application says it aims to look back to the historic splendour of the building while improving the quality of the built environment and public realm to provide a reinforced focus for the town centre. The planning statement says the plans will help realise its potential of becoming a premier South Division market town by providing facilities for the increasing local and wider population and increased leisure and entertainment opportunities, enhancing the nighttime economy. Also planned are external landscape works to the space between the hall building and the retail units, including the entrance to the service yard from Market Street, to create a new, high-quality pedestrian link between Market Street and Market Square. Public toilets on the first floor will be removed and reopened as a cafe area with a new central staircase connected to the main space. A new accessible entrance is planned off the main Market Hall building and new modern accessible WC facilities.
Attacker jailed for stabbing dog walker. A dangerous attacker has been jailed for stabbing a dog walker in the head with a pair of scissors so violently that her head was sliced open and her skull exposed. Joshua Kettle armed himself with a knife after passers-by tried to intervene in an argument he was having with his brother near the war memorial in St. Paul's Road, Newton Abbott. He kicked and punched one bystander before lunging at the woman, who suffered a deep 2-inch gash on her temple that left the bone underneath exposed and needed 5 stitches to close. Kettle was homeless and had aggravated pre-existing mental health conditions by drinking alcohol and taking drugs, which led him to act violently and unpredictably. He had been sectioned under the Mental Health Act 2 months before, but released from the Langdon Hospital and was living on the streets in Newton Abbott, where he had previously lived. He went on to assault a police officer at the custody suite the next day by spitting on them, Exeter Crown Court was told. Kettle, 29, previously of Sandringham Road, Newton Abbott, but now of no fixed address, denied but was found guilty of wounding with intent to cause grievous bodily harm, possession of a bladed article, a fray, and assaulting an emergency worker at a trial last month at Exeter Crown Court. He admitted assault, causing actual bodily harm, and 2 other assaults on emergency workers. He was jailed for 5.5 years with a 2-year extended licence by recorder Miss Chloe Pawson Founds. She classified him as a dangerous offender and told him, "You have a not insignificant record of violence, and this marks an escalation in seriousness. You have assaulted individuals without provocation while using weapons, having armed yourself on 3 occasions. Your attitude towards your mental health and understanding of how it causes your offending behaviour is unrealistic, and that is a cause for concern.
Vandals attack forest. Vandals have trashed signage and damaged gates at the popular Halden Forest Park. Rangers are now appealing for witnesses following the spate of unexplained incidents between July the 19th and the 24th. They say several gates have been cut and signs have been torn down or damaged. Halden Forest Park manager Katie Harrison said, "Unfortunately, vandalism is something we are used to dealing with, but the extent of these incidents has been surprising. Signs have been damaged around our main entrance and gateways. Where gates have been attacked, there is no evidence of trespass. They seem to have been damaged for the sake of it. It's a shame these essential repairs will divert resources away from things that would benefit more people. It is concerning that the vandalism seems to have involved sharp or heavy tools and a lot of strength to punch through layers of wood and metal."
Underwater meadows help climate fight. Seagrass meadows could well be the most underappreciated of marine habitats. The only flowering plant fully adapted to life at sea, seagrasses are found in coastal waters where they form dense underwater meadows connected by mats of root-like rhizomes. It is these meadows which provide a globally important nature-based solution in our fight against climate change and biodiversity loss. The Torbay Marine Conservation Zone was established to protect seagrass meadows and other important habitats. It is here that Wild Planet Trust has been working with partners to conserve seagrass since 2018. Coordinated from the Trust's offices at Paignton Zoo, the Save Our Seagrass project aims to recover local seagrass meadows through monitoring, protection and community engagement. Monitoring from survey dives and drone imagery helps map the extent of seagrass meadows and track their health over time. Additionally, advanced mooring systems have been installed to protect the seagrass from anchoring at Fishcombe Cove, Brixham. Wild Planet Trust have been involved in many events aimed at raising awareness amongst tourists and local communities, fostering support and respect for Torbay's precious marine environment.